if I may, just real quickly before we vote on this, the only, I mean, these are just class changes and, you know, correction of mistakes on this, so.
Last one we did the previous value on.
We did to do the previous value on the,
but the,
on the prior one, but we also didn't have any economic.
Correct.
We had, and
this one does.
This one does. So, I mean, we don't have any sales or, you know, what the change in market conditions are. On the BOE 320, I would make a motion we deny.
Second.
With second, all in favor.
Aye.
Abstain.
Can I ask something? Can we go backwards and pick up 319 and relook at it? Again, we were missing a whole floor. That's why that was added.
I'm going to object to that.
You didn't bring any information.
Well, let's not argue about. With respect to this, we did not have any economic or market data on 319 to support the change. I mean, we agree that the cost approach is not the best possible. It's the only thing we have right now, but we were also making that denial, that reduction based on the fact we didn't have any previous data on the value, and that's why we denied on that one, or we left it at the previous value. And this particular one, which was just denied, we did have some previous values, and we're looking at market value. Go ahead.
And so I just want to make sure I understand the decision here. So the board is basing this on prior values instead of the difference between an adjustment on the basis from 2021?
Well, we are taking into consideration that we made that adjustment, or that value from 20 and 21 was also a value that we made because of COVID. And we're recognizing that market conditions have changed to make the values of the property, you know, on these hotels.
I don't think that's a basis allowed by Shipman, Dave. In fact, I know it's not.
What's the question? I don't think we're going back to 319. Okay, we're not going to go back to 319. On 311, this is 3670 is the value on here. What was the prior value?
Are you on 319?
We are on 317.
And would you mind giving me the parcel number, please?
That's 008.000.
Thank you.
Which one is this?
I have a 317.
Sure, those numbers are right.
The new number from the assessor is 3,670,000. I'm trying to find out what the old number was from 21.
Are you looking at 2023-317?
317.
Okay. That number was
3,058,970.
3,058,000.
There it is.
3,058,970.
Okay. Change with this property?
For KED, reassessed for 2023, updated the components for structures 1 through 4 and 14. This has 164 units.
This is the Best Western Cedar Point, or Center Point Inn.
So they must have remodeled all the motels, because it's 1 through 4 are all motel buildings, and then 14 is also a motel structure. So,
do the notes say a remodeling?
It says they had to update all the comps, so there would be no reason. We don't do, when we do the comps, we don't do, like, if you painted it, you know, this year versus last.
But if it's updated, you should put update,
thing.
Right?
But if there's something missing, then we do.
But there's nothing.
Or if you change from an asphalt roof to a metal roof or something, those are comp changes,
sure,
that come in. And this was for every single building that they did.
Is there anything in your database, Susan, that says that it was updated, that all buildings were updated?
It says here, updated comps.
It says the comps were updated. It doesn't say the property was updated.
The comps are the part of the property. That's what I'm telling you. When you look at the property record card and you're looking at structures, each structure is made up of like a foundation, you know, walls, roof, all those things. That's what was updated. What it's made out of, things were added to it.
Russ argued us.
All right. I'm going to say it's just maintenance. There's nothing new on this.
Okay, and to be clear with you, because obviously I understand your client may want to appeal the decision to the State Tax Commission, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but the language that I am looking at specifically in Shipman was, even if the property, and I'm paraphrasing this part, but even if the property doesn't change much, if there's just annual maintenance, one of the things that can be looked at is, or changes in market or economic conditions from the time of the successful appeal to the time of the future assessment. And that's specifically, I'm going to...
Sure.
It's in paragraph 12 and 13. And so when I'm looking at this, in other words, when we're looking at this, we acknowledge that we did reduce properties back in 2021 due to COVID. And I'm not reading this, and obviously you can argue to the alternative, but I'm not reading this to say we can't readjust based on the fact that the market and economic conditions have improved.
What I'm saying is that you can't pull those numbers out of the air. They have to be documented. You have to start from the basis and move forward.
But if your basis was, if our basis in each one of these cases was a COVID number, right?
The adjustments can't be pulled out of the air, period. They have to be set by the market.
Correct. So if you had a sales comparison approach or something like that, but the question is whether we have...
None of that's before the board.
Is it, since we've done hundreds of these? I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. Can we use the hundreds of appeals we've had before to know the market conditions in this county as a board, a citizen board? And I don't know the answer to that question, but I think that that's what we're trying to do, is to adjust it to what we have seen in the market.
Yeah. Market. See, I would argue that the market is narrower. It's market for this particular property in this particular location.
I get it. All those things come into play. Okay. On this particular property, the previous value was $3,058,000. The current value, using the cost approach and her going and finding the changes, is $3,670,348.
Which is right in line with $22,000 a unit.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I would make a motion to deny.
And can I ask where the $22,000 a unit comes from?
Just dividing it by the number of units.
No, I mean, from data that the board has.
In other words, what we have been looking at these as well, actually the last several years as to how much, based on the grade of the property and everything else, the numbers that have been used, on these past ones that we have done, that is a number for this kind of property that we have used, and we're trying to be consistent with those other properties.
But there's no information that you have on this particular property to justify an adjustment from the basis of the 2021 number to 2023.
Other than the fact that the market and the economic conditions have changed so that the true value would increase.
But there, I mean, just pie in the sky? I mean, sorry, but I mean, that's what I'm
hearing. I understand your argument.
Yeah.
I understand your argument. I mean, we're basing this on economic conditions, but anyway.
The trouble is at the next level, that all has to be documented. And so it's just kind of this exercise to where, you know, I mean, there's not going to be enough there at the next level.
If we took, I guess what we're saying is the value that we have here, which is based on the cost approach, is less than that value that we're seeing these properties sell for.
And that's the cost approach, which is completely and totally unreliable and not supported under the USPAP standards. Doesn't hold up in court. Doesn't even hold up at the state tax commission.
True value. Well, our mandate is true value, so that's what we're trying to get to, or value of these properties. So.
And I would just argue that there's not enough evidence, not any evidence. Cost approach is not evidence at all.
Okay. We have a motion to deny.
Second. Oh, I made the motion.
Or you made the motion. I'm going to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Same.
Okay. What's the last one? It's five. This is BOE 005.000.
This the let's see. What are the numbers before that, Dave?
001-005.000.
2801 Green Mountain Drive.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This has 120 units. It's on Thousand Hills, and it is doing business as the Holiday Inn Express on Thousand Hills.
Actually went up on this one.
What was BOE's decision last time?
4151210.
That's what I have.
And in 2020 it was 3150138.
I'm sorry, what was the prior appraised value?
3150138. And we're now at 5189013. What changes have been made?
And what changes have been made to this property?
Okay. Meyer Family Hotel. It says we removed both of, or there's two structures on here that we had changed from the past, and they were just stuck there as exempts. So we removed those, changed all the structures, components, adjusted the conditions on structures 1 through 5, change class of motel to a C-, updated the light and light poles. I guess we must have been missing those. And then another thing, this is an upscale.